Mira, señora.
Sí.
Ahora de
Mira,
nada.
que fue la divertida. Creo que me la mandé con una moto.
Y si no, siempre viene bien la ciudad de
Does he speak English, this man? Where's Dr. Madison? Didn't do a single trick on him yet. I think he should still do one because he's got to validate initially. Yeah.
Yeah, 175, and then I checked it a little bit later, and it was actually 195, And then we got home today, and I actually just went to check it, and it was 286.
Have you eaten anything today?
I ate at 3 o'clock today.
Not till then. That was on the 28th.
I ate breakfast. I had oatmeal, strawberries, and boiled egg.
What was that?
That was this morning at about 7.
Before you started checking your sugar, or after that?
After the sugar. After I checked my blood sugar. And then we ate at 3 o'clock. And then, and I had fajitas and a margarita. At 3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
And then we came home, and then I just checked it again.
Because you haven't been selling, man.
Yeah. And then we checked it again, and it was really high. So it was like.
It's a high sugar.
290 something.
This is wrong.
Yeah, a little bit ago, earlier to the 292, I think it was, when we left to come here.
All right. You saw Lonnie the other day. He gave you a cortisone dose pack?
No, he gave me a Medrol pack.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you've been taking that?
Yeah.
Okay, that will make your sugar go up higher too, right?
I read that, yeah.
So that's part of what it does, but you have to weigh that as opposed to the potential benefits. He gave it to you because you thought it helped with the lean years before, right? And things like that. But it's not helping. How many days have you been on the course on the Medrol dose pack?
The 24th. I started the morning of the 24th, so it's today, the third day. But I'll tell you, I had a CT scan done.
When did you get that?
That was done a week and a half ago.
No, the CT scan was just
a few days ago.
Yeah,
just a few days ago. I
had the results of that.
I got them back, and they said there's no abnormalities. No, I can have them right here if you need to. Right there. So that Medrol pack is not necessary now.
Well, it's not black and white like that necessarily. Okay, so we don't have how to treat tinnitus very well, right? No definite treatment. But they're just saying that there's nothing on the CAT scan that would account for your symptoms. Mostly they're looking at sinusitis and mastoiditis or something in the bone or something that might be a problem. But you don't have anything that shows up on the CAT scan. It's not an absolute test, but it's really good evidence that there's nothing else going on there. Tinnitus is a vague, it's a vague type of condition. It can be very distressing, troubling, but there's no known treatment too much for it. Now, the ENT guy, you saw him recently, or are you going to see him again after the CAT scan? I think you're going to see him.
They said they were going to call me, which they did, but I missed the call, and they said to call him back, but by then it was 5 o'clock. So
okay.
And they said, she said, everything came back okay, so there's no worries, I wanted to go over with you, so call me back.
Absolutely, that's the thing to do. Who's your ENT guy again?
Dr. Angela Gerardos and Throat and Allergies, the ENT. It's a big conglomerate. There's many of them.
In Humble or where?
It's in, yes.
Yeah. Dr. Huffman?
Doctors.
Sorry.
Dr. Frank.
But he's there in Humble, right?
Yeah, he's in Kingwood.
Oh, in Kingwood, okay, well, that's a different place.
Yeah, all right.
Well, they're different guys. Dr. Huffman has been around for a long time. He's in Humble. He has.
Okay.
Here the range is your nephew?
That's the nephew.
Hmm. What did you tell you? We washed out the ear a while back.
Yep.
You get a little bit of stuff in there. All right. So, again, tinnitus with a. It's really not the outer ear, the middle ear, it's the inner ear. The inner ear is the nerve that goes from the hearing, also comes from the bones that transmit sound from the eardrum to the inner ear. Okay, that's what, those are the ossicles. That's the middle ear. But the inner ear is where they go from the ossicle, the impulse that they generate goes to your brain, through the auditory nerve. That's the nerve that allows you to hear, right? And so, that's why we don't know too much about tinnitus, because it's in that nerve, and it's not hard to do much about it. There may be like a tinnitus fracture somewhere. Okay. Have you done that?
I am. The Center for Audiology. And I have hearing aids. Okay. And they gave me a program. I just took them out when I was at home, and I forgot to put them back in. But so I'm under their care.
Where are they at?
They're in Humble.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay.
You don't know the name of the doctors?
Dr. Fang is the audiologist.
Yeah, but the ENT guy.
I got it here. Sorry.
He's tracking it down, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's doing a good job, but it's a very hard thing to catch, right?
Dr. Edwards with ENT and allergy right there.
Okay. ENT allergy Texas. Okay. Well, I think that's part of the research. Dr. Huffman may be part of it, okay, but it's a, you know, the big ENT group, Dr. Huffman's been there a long, long time, but, so he has a lot of wisdom, but all those guys, you know, should all have the same training, information, everything like that. But I can't really recommend anybody better than that. I mean, maybe someone in a Mayo Clinic or someone like that that knows more about all this than they do, but I'm not sure about that, okay? So it's really distressing. And living with this, right? That's something that really torments you and everything like that. Are you hearing about the hearing aids? Have you tried that?
Yeah, and I wear them all the time. I just took them out when I was home.
Oh, you said that. I'm sorry.
And I forgot to
bring them. When you put them on, they don't help at all?
It kind of does, but I'm still trying to learn how to filter and use them. And I'm using sleep sound machine to help me sleep. Because I wasn't getting much sleep when I came to see you last. So
that the rain and all that is disturbing your sleep?
Yeah. And that's you gave me the Trazodone.
Right. Yes, sir. Did you have any luck with that?
I took one the first night, and then I took another one because I didn't work too good. So I did go to sleep. And then last night, I slept
just
all night. I took the Trazodone and a Benadryl and a melatonin. I went to bed.
Okay, all three.
Yeah.
They all help you sleep, but the Trazodone might be stronger. The melatonin, Benadryl might do some good too, but I would try to stay with just one. Like, you know, maybe you could try the melatonin or the Benadryl. Benadryl gives you kind of knocks you out a bit, but you wake up, you don't get really good sleep. It's not like REM sleep, okay? The melatonin is more natural, it's not always strong enough. The Trazodone kind of does both, okay? You get more natural sleep and it's stronger, too. You just have to titrate the dose up. So that's what I would do rather than adding other things. I would just go up on the dose. And the Trazodone, you see, that doesn't help you sleep better. That's really important, to be able to sleep with everything that's going on and all that. And the other thing is to see the ENT guy and see what else he has to recommend. They don't usually tell you just go home and live with it, right? I mean, they can offer you something. And someone did see an audiologist, and they're the one that suggested the hearing aid. Is that what you said?
And the ENT, something to the ENT guy also.
The ENT is really a top guy. The audiologist, well, he can work independent of the ENT, but usually they work with the ENT. The ENT is much, you know, has more extensive training than the audiologist, years of training, and so on like that. So they don't miss really much at all, right? But there's the things that they can't really find any answers to, right? And so that's kind of been we've done this already. It's really easy nowadays with the computer systems and everything we have. But this will give us I didn't do this already. They have they're places like National Institute of Health, places like that. They're funded by the government. They're not funded by grants or, you know, drug companies or anything like that. And but they describe the original research, like research that's ongoing now. And they'll go through and review all the research that's going on out in the world, in the United States mostly, but even other countries, and then they'll put it together and come up with a summary of what all that means. So that's a good thing to do. But it's the National Institute of Health. This is Huntsville. Okay, this is not. Is there real tinnitus relief? Okay, the but then they have all these things that are kind of like you can't really put a lot of trust in. So, you know, you can spend time doing all this, but
it's going through like therapy too.
therapy?
For tinnitus.
Tinnitus therapy, what does that involve?
What it does is it tells you things that you can practice to try to get your mind to block it out.
Yeah.
They gave me a program that goes along with it. It's called OTO, Auto, the Center for Audiology.
And okay. So
it also helps teach you how to phase it out, how to mask it. I've just started reading or listening to it. They give you all different kinds of sounds to help, you know, if you need that.
Yeah.
And basically, they teach you how to deal with it and how to reprogram the brain to where it's not paying attention to that ringing.
Okay, take your attention off of it.
Yeah.
That sounds very good. So you had that for a while, or how long?
We just started this program a couple days ago, actually.
Well, that sounds really good. They should have some. Did you ever talk to anybody? It's all online.
No, I went to them just a few days ago for them to put this on me, on my phone.
Yeah.
So now it works with my hearing aids. And then I follow up with them, too. So it's a treatment.
And they also have a support group where you would talk to...
Right. No, that sounds excellent. I mean, that sounds like maybe the best you can do, but I don't know what else you can do in addition to that.
What about his sugar level?
Well, okay, his sugar's going to go up because he's been taking steroids, okay? So,
okay.
But the levels that I saw in there weren't so bad off.
Okay.
You want to keep the bottom sugar. It has to be fasting. That's the only one that really matters because the other ones can be thrown off quite a bit. But the fasting sugar should be between 100 and 150. Your bottom sugar, right, 170, something like that, right?
It was this morning, yeah.
But that's not way off, okay? I mean, that's not high enough to really cause you a whole lot of symptoms. There's something called peripheral neuropathy. It's like it's from elevated sugars, but normally they have to be very high. They call it this elevated sugar damages the nerves. And so I guess there could be maybe some basis to the tinnitus being related to your sugar, but I've never heard that. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that's a factor, but the elevated sugars can damage nerves, peripheral nerves. And theoretically, you know, the auditory nerve would be a peripheral nerve, but I've never heard it, you know, that's not characteristic of diabetics. You know, poorly controlled diabetes or anything like that, that would be a good question for the ENT guy.
Okay.
To ask him what he thinks about that.
According to AI, it says, you know, that would damage due to chronic high blood sugar.
Uh-huh.
In this, I've got glaucoma in this eye, but that's because of the surgery. See, that's the only reason.
Yeah.
It's because of that surgery. I just saw it at 286-290, and I kind of freaked out, and it's telling me to call the doctor right away.
Well, if you didn't know you had diabetes or something like that, or that's not good control, right? It should be, I mean, it should be fasting. It should tell you fasting, okay? Because, you know, you could go out and eat a hamburger or something like that, and your sugar might go up 250, almost 300, and just jump up. What happens with normal people, they eat, the body releases insulin, so your sugar is like maybe 100, and then you eat, and it goes up to maybe 180, something like that, but then your body releases insulin, and it comes back down, so like at 2 hours, it's maybe 120, something like that, okay? If you're diabetic, you don't have, all that's not working quite right, and so when if you start off with, say, even 150 or something like that, and you eat something, it may go up to 250, something like that, right. But with your medication, it may come back down to less than 200, but it's still... It's high to start off with, and you have the basic problem to start off with. So the only thing you can do is by monitoring your weight, your intake, and taking your medication to keep it under control. But the easiest way is to check your fasting sugar. You have it between 100 and 150. So that's your goal. The other component, we talked the other day maybe about this, I think we did, you know, just trying to lose your weight and cut back on your portions and try to keep it in that range as low as you can, right? You got other things, worries and things on your mind right now. But and you're doing a great job of trying to find out what else can I do about this, yeah. Right? Yeah. Except keep up my drinking.
And I did eat a big meal. We went to a Mexican restaurant. I ate a bigger meal than I normally do.
You still drink a couple of shots, you told me, on your whiskey?
Yeah, it's a vodka.
A vodka?
See, it hasn't been too bad, right? That was when I stopped taking it. And this is, you know, this was a month and a half afterwards, okay?
Yeah.
So it's been in
like you told me the other day, it looks pretty good.
Right, those are all pretty good.
And those are still not too bad, right?
Those are good enough.
This morning, that.
I mean, you know, there's more you could do if you really, you know, really gun-ho and then really get it down. Like we talked about losing some weight, maybe increasing your medication, but that's okay. I mean, that's considered okay. You have to worry. That's easier to. I mean, that's not going to harm you, or you know, bother you as much as the tinnitus is, and trying
that's
to get
my
that.
Biggest thing right
now. Yeah.
Do you think I need to go back on some Ozempic or not?
Okay. And how much was Ozempic you were paying for it, or what about that again?
It didn't cost me anything, and it was 1 milligram. But remember, I was you probably don't know because you see so many people. But I was still having even after I eat. Sometimes you get that nausea where it felt like you were hungry. Since I quit taking the Ozempic, that hasn't occurred anymore.
Okay.
But it wasn't so bad that I couldn't deal with it. You know.
Well, okay. There are some side effects, and there are some more serious effects from taking Ozempic. But basically, it's very, very safe, and it's the best thing out there now for weight loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being a diabetic too. You qualify for it. It's very, very expensive, right? But Dave Mongeau, have you ever tried Mongeau?
No.
Have you ever seen Dr. Jahani? You know who he is? He's here. Hey, Dr. Jahani's a retired internist, okay? Yeah, he's a fine doctor. He just retired, but he's an internist, so he's like a subspecialist. He would be someone to come and talk to, okay? But I'd get your ENT guy first, but he's someone else. He's not here. He's not coming tomorrow. Normally he's here during the week, and I talked to him earlier. He was here earlier today, but he's already gone. But the week, he'll be back on Monday. I'm here next Thursday, Friday, but Lonnie, who you've seen before, will be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But Dr. Jahani will be here those 5 days normally, unless he's going somewhere or something like that. But he's a very trained, experienced, well-trained, trained at Methodist Hospital in Dallas, all these things like that. So he's a very knowledgeable guy. And, he could give you some good advice, maybe to add to all the advice that you've got. But, the thing as far as what else could you do? He has some little remedies and things sometimes he tells people about that, doctors don't know that, have been proven scientifically and different things like that.
Is he an Indian?
No, he's actually his family. He grew up in Iran, I guess, right?
But, okay, but
his parents came here. They figured out they need to get to Iran when he's like 12 or so like that. And he used to be a Muslim when he was a kid, but now he's a very devout Christian. He's been that way a long, long time. So he's a really good guy. And I can make a note on your chart. You just come talk to him, Dr. Jahan.
Consultation thing?
Yeah, he would just see. It'd be like a visit. Wouldn't be with him because he works under us, like Dr. D or me or something like that. But just like he came today, just come back. And we can't really refer you to him because he's not really a licensed doctor in Texas as such. But we certainly could confer with him when you come in for your next visit, if you haven't ever seen him, and we could see what he has to say about it. I could ask him too, but I think it'd be better if you talk with him a little bit and see what you know you're
can you write his name down?
Johnny, I'm writing his name down.
And he'll be here next week, you say?
I'm pretty sure. He's on here all the time during the week, from 8 to 5.
Okay.
Those are his hours he's usually here. He does ultrasounds. I don't know, ultrasounds.
I've met him.
Yeah.
I have an ultrasound here. And
yeah, he's the guy that does ultrasound.
Right.
But, he's a very charming kind of guy and everything like that. So, if I was in your situation, I'd go talk to him. That's what that's what I would do and see what he has to say. But, you're stuck in a situation that probably, a few million people are in, maybe more, right?
Yeah, many millions.
Many millions. Right, yeah. So it's a but there's always the hope. I mean, they're doing all kinds of magical, miraculous things with medications and things like that.
And I've had a few times where it's just gone away, too.
Oh, yeah.
In the last week.
Yeah.
2 days where it was gone, and then all of a sudden it's back.
Well, what about that? You don't have any clues or any idea?
We thought maybe it was from taking the Benadryl, because I was telling her that, from the allergies and stuff, because, I do have allergies, I think, because when... and the pollen's been really fierce out there by where we're at, and so we thought the Benadryl would help, and it seemed like it did for a couple of days, but then it came back. So that's why I've kind of been taking the Benadryl, because I was hoping I was treating some kind of sinus thing, you know. And
well, yeah, the Benadryl is an antihistamine, it can help, but the steroids are more potent than the Benadryl, so that's, but they can all help too. So I'm a big believer in prayer, okay?
Sir, I pray many times a night, every morning, every night, yeah. During the night, during the day. I mean, I pray.
Yes, sir.
I always have.
Well, no, that's great. That's excellent. I mean, that, you have the power of God working on this too, as he chooses to heal or not to heal at this point in time, right? But no, that's great. You have him on your side. You can't lose, right? So sure. But not all things go away. Like, what was it, Paul that had a, he had the, what was it, he had the ailment that he prayed and prayed and prayed for God to take it away, and God never took it to thorn. It's like a thorn in his side, but he never took it away from him, but Paul became greater and greater and greater through all that. So maybe that's God's purpose, is for you to be a better husband, a better man, a better human being. I'm sure you're all those things, right? But just to help you trust, and really to trust him. That's why he lets bad things happen to us. I know, okay? Why does God let bad things happen to good people? Because if he didn't, then we'd all be out here trying to be God, right? Something like that. We have to realize our dependency on him. So that's, you know, that's what I think. And I know, I mean, he's a perfect God. He doesn't make mistakes. But you already have him on your side, and you knew that already. But, you know, just keep reaching out to him. And but Paul never was able to heal himself, right? But, all of us had things we wish we could take away or remove. But so I look at it kind of like that. You know, just maybe that's part of it. If you take your mind off of it and you kind of resign yourself, well, I guess I can't beat this. I mean, you're probably a pretty strong guy that tackles things and overcomes most things in your path, right?
Yeah, this is kind of difficult. Like I told her, if there's millions and millions of people that can deal with it and live with it, then I can do it too, you know. So,
well, I think you are. I mean, you're just fighting, you know, just giving up, right?
I've been fighting it, and I'm looking for a reason to stop it, and I just...
Well, I would say, it's like with God, right? I mean, we can cry out and scream and everything like that, but we have to trust him, and that's where our faith comes from. And so that's what I would say, you know, it's just putting your faith in him that he's going to do what's best for you. And if he chooses for you to bear it, then bear it as well as you can, right, with his help and things like that. The wonderful thing is having him, to me, is, you know, in later years, and I realize it more and more, but having him on our side and knowing that he loves us and he's walking this path with us, and that no matter how bad they get, yeah, he's still going to be there. I mean, I always think about, you know, people in old times, they got burned at the stake. They died at the stake, and they were still praying, like Johnson, still praying while they were killing him. I mean, that takes a lot of faith, but that's really what faith is all about, right? And we're all in the process of dying slowly, you know, one way or the other. I mean, we all have a limited life and things like that. So trusting God is really faith, and so I would just keep doing that too, since you brought that up. I mean, you agreed to that. I know you're there and everything like that. But you're on the right track. I think you're doing about all you can. You're still exploring a few other possibilities and coming back at maybe another time, a later date, and going there again. But keeping in mind that his presence and his will in your life, that's what I would say. And then, like you say, it goes away a little bit. That's a good sign, right?
Yeah, so.
Maybe you could figure it out, no? But no, I don't know how it's been around for a long time that people, you know, didn't know what to do about it. They have these molecular, they have all kinds of biological medications and things. It's amazing the things they have. Even with cancer, they don't even treat it with chemotherapy so much anymore. They use biological, immunological cures and things like that. So there may be an immunological cause to it where your body is kind of attacking your seventh nerve or auditory nerve, and creating this static in your brain or in your hearing a little bit. And so that's where your immune system and my redirect things and help suppress some of that. Yeah.
Okay.
But you got a good clue. If you have some breaks in the pattern, that means it's not entirely unsurmountable, hopeless, right? That's a strong word. All right, sir. So we'll go with that, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I don't need to worry about taking a zip, just keep monitoring. And if it starts creeping up, getting 150 or stuff, then I should talk
to you. Well, you can get off steroids and see how it's doing. That's going to it's going to be like a few weeks or so. But the bottom one, so think about it. Okay, the volume should be below 150. If the bottom one creeps up and starts creeping up at 150 or higher, then we can come back and talk about some other. And Zempic is okay. If you're hungry, like to use Mounjaro. Mounjaro is very similar, but he has a lot of faith in that.
Okay.
But so when you talk to him, he would be a good person to talk to about maybe switching it when you come back to show him what your triggers are and see what he recommends. He's a big advocate of those agents, and Mounjaro is his favorite one. So he'll give you a little boost. Talk about all
his sugar level shouldn't go up any higher, or if it does, not to get too alarmed.
Well, they don't just jump up because his pancreas is kind of worn out. He has, his body's using, it's called insulin sensitivity and things like that.
Yeah. So the morning number is before eat or drink or anything, the morning number is
the only one that really counts.
Okay.
That's from what he said.
Right.
I ate a big lunch, I had a margarita, and it was 2.5-3 hours later, and I've been stressed. And
you're right, that happened to me, and I told
you. We just kind of freaked out. There. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And she wanted me to come.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like,
simple, simple thing.
Well, I'm glad you explained it.
Things could be worse.
All right. Thanks, thank
God.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll see y'all.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
No.
Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Okay.
It doesn't twitch all the time, it comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what about the headache?
The headache is like every day. Like,
where did you do that?
Like, right here.
How long have you had your head?
I'm not sure. It's been a while as well, probably like since a few months already.
Few months?
Yeah.
And so have you been named by about that?
No, it's my first time right now.
Yeah?
Today's my first time. Because it's been hurting a lot, and I'm starting to get concerned.
It's hurting more, or what would you say?
It's been hurting a lot and more frequently, like way frequently. It's just I'm concerned about that.
You had a regular doctor?
No, I don't. I usually just come here.
A few months ago.
Yeah, I got better.
Huh?
My foot got better.
So did my foot. So when you have the headaches, does the light hurt your eyes? Or does it show up? Do you feel sick at your stomach? Anything like that?
Sometimes
when you're having a headache?
Yeah, but my headache is mostly like I don't know, like all like I'm at work and it's hurting, I'm at home and it's hurting. Like whenever I was here too, like it was hurting a little bit and I just like it didn't worry.
Okay. Is there anything you can take or anything you can do to make it better?
Sometimes I take ibuprofen, but
does
it
help?
Yeah, sometimes.
You got most of the time. Does it help? It does help?
I feel like no. I haven't taken it for the last time. I think Dr. prescribed me some ibuprofen. It was like 900 milligrams.
Okay, it's like 200 to 800, but it's a doctor here or somewhere else?
I'm not sure if it was here or somewhere else, but I don't think I prescribed it out.
But you can buy that over the counter. You just buy the 200 and take four of those. That's 800. You're not supposed to take more than that. That's like that. For your size, you probably shouldn't take more than three.
Okay.
And 4 to 6 hours, you can eat it, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It can bother your stomach, though, after a while, and things like that. What about Tylenol? Do you take Tylenol or anything like that?
No, I don't.
was about stress and things like that. Is there any stress going on in your life?
I think so. Yeah, I do.
Is there a lot of it work, family?
I feel like it's both.
Okay, how are you dealing with that? The stress and all that?
I just go on with my day.
Just go on with it?
Mm-hmm.
How long is the stress in there?
Probably a year already.
A year? What about the hemorrhoids? You got hemorrhoids? I don't
know. I think since I gave birth to my daughter in 2020.
I'm so sorry.
Since 2020?
2020?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was like several years ago. You had trouble with the hemorrhoids since you had.
Well, no, y'all had, like, I came once before here. Y'all gave me some, like, I don't know, it was like some bullets that y'all gave me.
What?
It was like bullets.
Bullets, okay.
And I don't know how to say it.
Well, that's a good word to say.
Well, I haven't had problems until I went back to work now, and it's been like frequently, like it comes and it, cause it comes out, and it's been like hurting. And I don't know how to like.
Do you have any stool softness? Are your stools kind of hard and firm?
I think it's pretty good. I mean, I don't know.
So when you say you have a hemorrhoid, so it gets irritated, inflamed, itching?
Yeah, it gets inflamed.
And it gets, like, that lasts
for like 3 days or 4.
And how does it go away? Do you do anything to help it go away?
I just put my son has this cream. My son has this eczema cream.
Okay,
hydrochloric. And I searched that out there. I can put that out there. And it kind of goes away, but it goes away really slow, and it still hurts.
Okay, this is, okay, that's, okay, so that's kind of a chronic problem. It's maybe having spasms in your colon, different things like that. All these things could be related to stress. They have something, the first thing you probably could be on a stool set. Surfax is what I recommend the most. It's just something to soften your stools, even though they don't seem to be constipated. That would help to keep the stools from getting hard and cause the vessels or the veins around your anus to become, they clog up, it becomes painful.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more itching or pain?
Pain.
Pain, yeah. So those are hemorrhoids, right? So I can give you some steroid suppositories now. And I'll give you some extras, okay, that you can take on and off. If you really need to get something like a stool softener, have you ever taken anything like that? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I never took anything like that.
Well, okay, I'm saying that you probably need to do that, okay? There's two things you can do. I would take the stool softener or something like Metamucil. You hear the ads. Metamucil is a good product. The things that keep your stool soft, I could even give you something like Therapy, if you're really not constipated, right? You have a bowel movement every day or so, something like that.
A what?
A bowel movement. Like,
oh, yeah.
DM, right? Like that. The anisol will help you when you're having a problem with the stools, okay? The next step would be to go to like a stool softener, like Surfax or something, Metamucil or something like that. The next step would be to go to a gastroenterologist. Gastroenterologist. But look up inside and see what else you can find. It might be a factor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to, like I said, still softeners, and I'll give you some softeners to put up in there. And it's falling. But you want to try to get lots of fluids, lots of fiber.
I drink water every day. And
I'm not saying you're not.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying you have to drink more. Those are the things you need to focus on. But
mm-hmm.
The stress is a big factor, okay? And that's a little harder to treat than anything. But these are some of the consequences of stress. It can be, not necessarily. You could have a fistula, you could have a more serious problem. They're not going to check your anus, but the GI doctor would if it's necessary. Okay? The headaches and the tension on the headaches, if they'll sit over here, I'll take them back. So what about your neck? You have a problem with your neck?
No.
I heard back in here, like in this area when I'm pressing, the headache is kind of a little bit here. Is it sore anywhere when I poke on your head?
No.
Not too much. Then your head back, like your back even towards you. Lean forward to your chin, put your chin on your chest, and then your back again. That doesn't hurt you to do that or anything.
No, but sometimes I do get lightheaded when I do that. I think
that means it's a good thing. Well, headaches, okay, headaches, if you're under a stinking headache, okay, that's the most intense in the scalp and it's called the headache. There's related distress and things like that too, or whatever. So trying to, you know, put moist tea to that area, you know, soaking instead of in water, taking any inflammatories like ibuprofen, things like that that you've already done, see if that will help it. We try not to get, when we don't, we don't give anything real strong to, you know, like tension headaches and stuff like that. The main thing is we have to be sure we don't have something more serious, okay, like something on the inside, like a brain tumor or something like that. Very unlikely that you have anything like that. And so I think, you know, you're coming here, you've been to see a doctor for the headaches before. So we've got to, you know, focus on the doctor. The headaches don't seem severe. They seem to be getting worse or had a visual disturbance, throwing up, nausea, more things like that. You have to go to like an emergency room to maybe get a CAT scan or some stuff like that. They have a standalone ER down the road here going east before you get to the line. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's probably not going to be necessary. I would just try to relax, moisten, and take, like, I would take Tylenol. Plus the ibuprofen already taken. They have things like Excedrin over the counter. Have you ever heard of that? Excedrin is on, has an aspirin, Tylenol, and caffeine in it. So that combination seems to alleviate headaches pretty well. It's just, you know, just something safe that you can take over the counter. So that would be something to consider with that. Okay, the eye. Now, that's a different story, too. For that, you have good insurance. You can go see most anybody you need to go see, I think. It's like a Medicare, I mean, Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO. You don't have a PCP or HMO, you have to go to a certain doctor before you go see a specialist, or no?
No, I don't know about
that. Yeah, you may have a high deductible, but I think you have a good insurance. That's what we would say. But the doctor you would go see about the treatment would be like an eye doctor, like an ophthalmologist. You might have Dr. Sloan also just down the road the same way.
I literally just went to the eye doctor today. I didn't know I had to tell them that today.
You what?
I just went to the eye doctor today.
What kind of eye
doctor? All right, for my vision.
What is it, an ophthalmologist, optometrist, who makes glasses?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
They have optometrists, which, you know, they have a Walmart, different places like that, that, you know, they do eye exams, so do your, check your focus, and your prescription, and give you glasses. But they also have ophthalmologists, like Dr. Schrum down the road here, at the DM Haven East, just on the left-hand side, before you get to the urgent care. There's an ophthalmologist, that means he's very highly trained and everything like that, so he would do a thorough eye exam already. And see what else you might recommend. Some people have creatures that looks like a tick. It's called a tick. It's kind of difficult to treat. There's special medications that they might suggest that you try, things like that. I'm just giving you an overview so you're not worried that something real serious is going on or something like that. It's not something easy to fix, okay? Some people have ticks. They come and go. They're more prominent times of stress. And there's not any specific treatment, there are some things that you can take. For that, the eye doctor is just going to do the eye exam and make sure everything seems to be all right there. The next step would be if you see like a neurologist or something like that, and it really doesn't go away or really bother you, it would be like a nerve doctor, and he would check to see if there's something that you can do to help you with it. There are medications that you can take to kind of suppress the nerves, but that's not something we do here. You know, just you took notes and like that. Just, you know, have different things you're telling us about and everything like that. Does that make it sense what I'm saying about the eye? You know, I don't think it, you know, if you had an eye exam, probably not the doctor that you saw probably did a good eye exam. I didn't even think it was any problem. Mm-hmm. It could be okay. And
yeah, I didn't mention it to them because I didn't want to
Yeah, the tickets are different a little bit, okay? But it's not so much something they deal with, but people complain about it, and maybe check you out and then maybe recommend that you go see somebody like that, too. Okay? But that would be the option you're to do. So I'm going to give you a surprise choice to take your father. I'm going to give you that's the main thing, right? And we'll see how everything else goes.
Okay.
But you exercise much?
I do.
Exercise, you
did. I do a lot of cardio and weight.
How long have you been doing all that?
I've been doing it for 2 months.
2 months? Well, that's a good thing to do. I don't know if you see it, but keep it up, okay? You know, watching a diet, I would avoid stimulants, like too much caffeine, sweets, things like that, that can stimulate the nerves and stuff like that. Or try even, you know, meditation, prayers, things like that, to try to relax and take it easy, and even soak it in warm water, things like that, watching a diet, like I said, your father, those kind of things. So the stress you're telling me about, is it getting worse, better, the same?
I don't think it's the same.
Huh?
I think it's the same.
It's been chronic for a while, right? But is there anything that you can change, or is not much you can do about it?
There's not much I can do about it.
Well, sometimes it's necessary or best to try to focus on it, at least. You can be open about it, talk about it, discuss it with someone else. But, they have people like counselors and people like that that you go to them and just talk about things and see what you might, see what you can do to make it better. But even whatever stressing you, whoever that is, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to, you can tell them, went to the doctor, and the doctor said it was all your fault. but just, try to, don't be afraid to talk about it and think about that. Maybe that would help, too. But they have professional people that help you, too. I mean, it's okay you haven't more time with all these things, but I would focus on those things and see how that goes, okay? Alright, you cry, you need to have a load here. That's why, do you have anybody you can talk to about it? A church, a counselor, a friend, or anything like that? I mean, it could be something real ominous, I don't know, from what you're telling me, but I wouldn't just feel like you have to deal with it or live with it. I would try to figure out how you can address it in a safe way.
Yeah, I think it's
that
too.
What?
I think it was like everything that's going on in my life.
That's called all the problems?
Yeah, I don't know
how it works. Yeah, I know, it sounds like that.
Sometimes
it's hard to focus on and kind of do it.
I have 2 kids, both two.
And what are your kids?
5 and 2.
5 and 2? Oh, okay, that's a big stress right there. Right? You getting help with the kids? Considering what else I might need to do. Thank you. I'm pain. So I'm trying to manage all this. No, it's okay. It's too late. I'm all right. I'll be okay. I guess what are we talking about? Let's give it away.
Morning, I woke up and my face was all, they said that I'm allergic to where my head felt palsy.
Okay. How about the ears? She had pain in both ears before.
I did. When I said that there was nothing no more. It wasn't red or nothing.
Okay, but part of the story. But the ears don't hurt you anymore? Were they hurting before?
They were hurting real bad, yes.
Both ears.
But they're still, they're tender behind here and up in here. But they said that there was no.
No, yeah, no, what they said. I'm just trying to hear what you had to say, okay, that's what I'm asking. So, but the pain is the ears have been there for a few days, or how many days?
A couple days.
And your symptoms. You don't want to do that?
No. It was my only phone.
Man, mostly that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This doesn't bother too much.
Mm-hmm.
But when I moved it, it didn't seem to hurt, right, today?
No.
Look at your throat opening up again. Have you had a sore throat or a lot of congestion, sinus?
Like no, but when I just now open my throat, it's hurting to put it in here.
Okay, how about it from here? Does that hurt?
Mm-mm.
Here?
A little bit.
On both sides, you don't see the right side. Okay, so let's just squint your eyes, close your eyes real hard. So the left side is weak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you never, like, cervical adenitis, it's like the lymph node there under your left ear is inflamed and swollen. It's what they call a facial nerve that comes out of. And the brain comes out right in there too. So sometimes the facial nerve can get compressed, you know, pressure on the nerve can cause it to shut down. So that way it's not working like it should. Like your right side is not working like your left. So once that happens, then it takes a few weeks generally to get over it. It can get worse and worse. It doesn't usually get too much worse so you can't shut, you know, other than not, you know, shut your eye. They talk to you about Bell's palsy or anything like that?
That's and what they diagnosed me with, Bell's palsy.
Well, what did they tell you to do?
They gave me this, and well, my mom's a nurse too, and she said it was too strong for me, so that's what I'm worried about.
Your mom, what does your mom do? She a nurse?
She's a nurse.
What kind of nurse?
LVN.
She thought this was too strong?
Uh-huh.
Well, these are legitimate things. They gave you an antiviral agent, okay, because sometimes we think it might be due to a virus, and they gave you a steroid pill to take, it's like a once a day. Okay, let's
put it on. I'm mainly worried about that right there because.
Well, people that aren't familiar, not doctors, you know, again, I have doctors in my area, and they realize that these medications are appropriate. So, this is a reasonable thing. What they're trying to do is reduce the swelling on the nerve and see if that'll help it not get as bad and help it to clear up faster.
Okay.
So, these are nothing wrong with these medications. I would recommend you keep taking them, okay?
Okay.
Like they are.
Well, she just got them.
Yeah. It's not like a shot I can give you just to fix everything, okay? It's not that. I can give you a steroid shot, but that's really not good. What I would recommend would be maybe to take an antibiotic, okay? Because have you had any sinus trouble or anything like that?
No, but I've been waking up a little bit.
So sometimes you can have like a sinus infection, even an ear infection that can drain down into the lymph nodes. And that can cause pressure on the nerve, right? That's what I think. I think the lymph nodes cause the pressure on the nerve. I would take an antibiotic, too. I would keep taking those things, but also give you an antibiotic. I could give you a shot. I could even give you a steroid shot. But that's not, I think it's necessarily helping me at all. But if you really desperate and want to try anything that might help, we can do that, too. But the main thing, it's going to take maybe a couple of weeks for it to go away. Gradually, this fades away. The medication will definitely take it to maybe. To supplement that, we could give you, maybe an antibiotic. You have good insurance, right? Your copay is good. So maybe like,
I'm sorry.
No, good.
I think her mom was just concerned about that being like too much of a dose because she's got like heart problems.
And sugar problems.
Your diabetes.
Yeah.
And so, if you're shooting on the run.
It's relatively normal, but she worries about going too high.
Yeah, she's muddy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, she can worry about it. She can worry about dying. Worry about getting run over by trucks. It's going to happen. But the question is, for some, will we pursue it? Okay, so this has been a long time if we did that here. But what is your sugar? Here's an A1C at 5.8. That's really good.
Okay.
So what's your last A1C? Remember?
I don't remember.
Do you take medicine still for the diabetes?
No.
Because it's not that bad now.
Not yet, no.
Not yet. You want to keep thinking about that. It might keep up on it.
Yeah.
No, okay. So your sugar's going out of control.
Yeah, we're
trying.
Not going to hurt you to take cortisone, okay? I mean, you get cortisone shots to people that have, you know, more that established diabetes and things, if they're necessary. But that's a reason to be concerned. I mean, you don't normally take steroids if you're diabetic, or you try to avoid them. Not that you don't take them, you just try to avoid them. So they can cause your sugar to go higher.
Right.
But the last time you checked your sugar, it was normal?
It was normal, yes.
Like, what was normal? What would you say?
It's been a while. I don't remember. Off the top of my head.
So we could do that now. So we could do a fingerprint. It just takes a few minutes. When did you eat?
About an hour ago.
That should be okay. So we can check it and just make sure your sugar's not all online or anything like that. If it's not online, I would go ahead and take that medication. I would probably maybe give you a steroid shot. I'd take what they gave you and maybe give you an antibiotic shot, some antibiotics to see if that'll help that go down sooner, since it could be, you know, it could be just a zit or so or somewhere like that. And make it go into an inflamed like that. So I would suggest doing that and maybe hold off and more close on like a shot right now. And then expect this. I mean, I know you want it to go away right away, but it's just not going to do that. You're going to have to give it some time. You have a regular doctor? Do you have a regular doctor?
I don't have one. I come here.
It's not very often.
Well, no. I mean, only when I'm sick.
We try not to.
Yeah.
But you have diabetes, you think, but you haven't been in CS for a while.
I've seen my heart doctor when.
You just went after the results, what, about a week ago?
Why do you go to the heart doctor?
I have, like, a lot of palpitations.
Okay.
And he put me on monitor for a month.
Yeah, so you're getting good, excellent care.
Yeah.
He doesn't miss anything. He's checking everything over.
Yeah.
But you have him to go back to, too, right?
I go back in 6 months.
Not for 6 months, so he thinks everything's okay.
Yeah, he thinks everything's okay. He's trying to let me, because I'm getting my weight down, he doesn't want to put me on Ozempic and all this stuff.
Yeah, that's all good, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So that's fine. If you have him to go to, if you want to do
that. Yeah, that's
about
the only one I go to, yeah.
But your heart seems to be beating pretty much okay now?
Yeah, seems to be good.
But sometimes you have some irregularities with your heart.
Yeah, I didn't know what he called it. It's some type of electrical thing.
Well, there are different things that can do that, but it's something, it's like a, it's just a disruption.
Yeah.
The heartbeats are a bit regulated, maybe PNC thing. It's not like it's serious, or it's not like atrial fibrillation or something.
No,
like that.
I don't think he called it that, no.
Yeah. But he said come back in 6 months, so it's not really worried, right?
That's
good, right? All right, so this, I'm going to give you the shot in the antibiotic pills, and that's okay.
Can we
do
the antibiotic pills?
Not the shot? No, you've got to give you two big shots first to get the pills. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
we'll
have the antibiotics. What type of antibiotics?
Well, which one do you prefer?
I like
Moxicillin. Moxicillin will be fine. I can give you 500 milligrams of Moxicillin to take for 10 days. That's just because you might have a low-grade sinus infection or something like that. See if that will help if you clear up better. But the problem is you got this facial nerve problem. So normally we'd refer you to someone to follow up and see how you're doing. I mean, like that. The cardiologist is not so much in his realm. So I would encourage you to, you know, maybe go see
suggesting a neurologist.
No, probably not urgent to see the neurologist, but it's going to be there for a while. It might even get worse. So when you think it's getting worse or it doesn't get better, I would say you should go see the neurologist. Okay, otherwise, it seems to be getting better. You know, just be sure they recommend keeping the eye lubricated.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Keep dry. I've got some advisory in there.
That would be okay. Something to lubricate
just
to see the eye.
Yeah.
That should be okay. All right.
The other doctor, when I was here last couple of years, he gave me a, what was that, multi-pack steroid?
Who was that? When was that?
2 days ago.
When you were here?
Yeah,
so
I was here.
Like, you were here 2 days ago?
Yeah, for the earring.
Oh, yes.
And he gave me multi-pack.
And he gave me the steroid dose pack.
Yeah.
That's the multi-pack.
Yeah.
And you're already taking that.
No, I have
waiting on it.
Yeah,
we're fixing to go pick it up right now.
Is that one better?